Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Join Saints Happy Hour Fan Club today. We'll mail you the best swag. You'll get exclusive access to our daily Saints podcast, and you can talk football 24/7 with other Saints fans in our Discord channel. Go to SaintsHappyHour.com and sign up today.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
Welcome into the Saints Happy Hour podcast, day 7 of Saints training camp review. We are the number one rated Saints podcast in the world, including number 2 in Malta. Wherever you get your podcast, find us. Give us a 5-star review. If you don't give us 5 stars, don't give us anything. Andrew, today was a big day for the Saints. We had all kinds of stuff coming out of training camp. Breaking news left and right. People probably think that the breaking news that I'm going to talk about is a Saints player being released. The breaking news that I want to talk about, Drew Brees and the offense looked amazing. The bionic arm has officially arrived, Andrew. He hit Emmanuel Sanders on a 40-yard bomb. He hit Traquan Smith on a 40-yard bomb. Michael Thomas had 2 touchdowns in the 2-minute drill. 19-0, Andrew. They're going to score 50 a week, I think. My excitement is at DEFCON levels.
Well, I was excited, and then I heard that Michael Thomas scored both touchdowns on Lattimore. So now I'm panicking that Lattimore is trash.
He's over.
It's a sinking ship. Get in the weight room, Lattimore. Yeah, it's true. It always goes both ways. But we've been waiting for the offense to kind of step up and respond. And, you know, I do think it's a little bit more difficult for the offense in the sense that for them to really gain full advantage, they have to get comfortable with the play calls and Brees developing that chemistry with his receivers where he says, like, hey, these are tight windows. You know, it's hard to complete a pass in the NFL. The closing speed is ridiculous by defenders, and just you have to put balls in these windows and these tight spaces. And Brees basically telling his receivers, look, this is where I'm going to put the ball. You got to be ready for it. You got to be ready to contort your body, turn this way to make the catch, because that's the only way we're going to complete this. And so they're starting to do it. But I've been waiting for the offense to respond like this. So it's great to see it.
Peyton had a lot of interesting sound today, but I want to start with something you just mentioned. He was talking about Brees and Sanders getting on the same page.
I think we're right in the middle of it. You know, there'll be subtle things that he's picking up very quickly on, and then a few other things that we need to be on the same page with. I think he's a guy that learns pretty quickly and has got good experience. And that's part of camp.
So, I mean, it's going to come. The thing about Emmanuel Sanders, he played for 2 teams last year and was fine, right? So, you know, he's going to pick it up quickly. But this offense, I mean, it's going to roll, and I think you started to see a little bit of the signs today. But also, too, I wonder – I know that the Saints are restricted in practice, but I wonder how much Sean Payton is, like, going to keep it under wraps, even though the media can and can't report certain things. I wonder still how much he's still keeping under wraps, Andrew.
I'm sure he's keeping plenty under wraps. Yeah, I mean – real quick, back to your comment about Emmanuel Sanders. Not only did he play in two offenses last year, he played in two wildly different offenses that asked him to do different things. You know, and especially with San Francisco, I feel like they were moving. The game plan with him and what they asked him to do changed week to week. It varied greatly. So I think he's going to find more of an identity in this offense, maybe even so than what he did in San Francisco, where I feel like from week to week his role changed sometimes pretty significantly. So I have no concerns there. As far as the offense is, I mean, I just think in general, Sean Payton's keeping a lot of things close to the vest, and I applaud him for that. I mean, that's to be expected, right? I think you've got to use it to your advantage, because this year, more than any other, is a year where you can catch teams off guard by not showing too much, because you don't even have preseason games. Well, so I think in general that benefits the offenses.
Well, yeah, and the last thing I want to talk about on offense today is Sean Payton. They asked him about Ruiz and McCoy, and I want you to listen to this, Andrew, because I think it was very interesting what he said.
We'll see the tape today. Yesterday, there were some good things, and then things that, you know, we want to see both he and Eric clean up. It's kind of going as we talked about. You know, we wanted to work with both of those guys at the center right guard combination, and so we'll have a chance to see today's practice, but. Overall, I think it's been well.
I mean, it's not a ringing endorsement, Andrew, right? Like, he's like, it's kind of going like we thought. But, Mike, you've been saying they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would have expected it to be any better at this point. You know, again, no OTAs and no preseason. It's just tough. It's tough on these rookies. And that's kind of the feedback I've gotten just with texting with people that are watching
sources.
The team at camp. I mean, if you will. Many people have told me these rookies have no hope. They have no chance. And I think, you know, the three draft picks, and I'm not talking about Stevens here, but just the three main draft picks, Ruiz, Bond, and Troutman, I think are poised to contribute this year. But the rest of them, you know, these UDFAs, Tommy Stevens, it's just tough. It's tough sledding. You know, they've had very little time to prepare. They came in behind the eight ball, and it's tough. And the common theme I've heard from people that are looking at the team is just like, these guys kind of have no fighting chance.
Yeah, well,
so I just think it's tough. But I think even though Ruiz is going to be a starter, and I think Bond is too, it's a similar challenge for those guys.
Well, that was the big news today, is that the Saints – they released Nigel Bradham. Here's what Sean Payton had to say about it.
You know, we're working constantly, evaluating all the snaps and looking closely at these guys. And, you know, it was a decision we made just based on what we had seen so far. And, you know, we're going to get some of these younger guys more work.
Not ideal when Bond leaves practice early, Andrew. But, you know, explain. You said some things in the Discord channel that about Bradham. Let's start there. That were interesting. I thought that he was.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
didn't like it when he went down the third team.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think what I was told, and again, this is just from the insider information I got, they just didn't like what they saw with Bradham. Point blank, like they just didn't get what they thought they were getting. So they bought a lemon, and so that's part of it. I think sometimes when you're a veteran and you get pushed down the ladder, I'm sure Bradham was expecting to come to New Orleans for a chance to start, and you're down third team, you're not seeing reps at practice. I don't know if he was mouthing off or, you know, kind of raised his hand and said, hey, why am I even here if you're not going to give me a chance to play? So that might be part of it. But also, I think out of respect for veterans like that, a lot of times, you know, it's an unwritten rule that you want to cut those guys loose. If you don't have a spot for them, you want to allow them to compete, because whereas a UDFA might be perfectly happy on the practice squad, Bradham's not going to be cool with that. You know, he wants to go somewhere where he can contribute. So, look, it's a good sign. That's the main takeaway, I think, is that they like what they're seeing out of Anzalone. He looks healthy. Yeah. Zach Bond is progressing, which is good to see. And Kiko Alonso
but if he misses,
if coming back.
Is,
Craig Robertson, thing, you know, that they like
the
their depth.
The thing is, though, you just mentioned it. Rookies, you said, had no chance. And that was no chance if they're healthy. If Zach Bond is injured and he misses like a week or so with whatever he had today, oof, that becomes problematic. But at the same time, like, if Bradham's a lemon, he's a lemon. Like, you can't
– right.
You can't force it. Like, you know, like
– no, for sure. I mean, from what I've heard, I mean, obviously, who knows? But I don't think it's anything massive or serious with Bond. So – we'll keep an eye on it, I guess. But, you know, the bottom line is I kind of tend to view this as a positive, actually, because if the Saints feel good enough about their team that they don't really have a spot for Bradham, then I just think it goes back to what I said before, which is they need production out of a linebacker not named DeMario Davis this year. And I think they feel pretty good that they're going to get it if they're cutting guys like Nigel Bradham.
Well, here's the thing, and this is just another sign of a good roster versus a weak roster. When you have a good roster, you're cutting veterans like Nigel Bradham because you have confidence in your roster depth, and maybe your young guys, you're seeing your veterans that are coming through. When you have a weak roster, you panic sign a Paul Kruger to help your pass rush, even though you kind of know he's washed, but you don't have anybody else, and you're desperate. So that's the difference in the rosters, and that's just another example of it. As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
Well, hold on. I just want to point out real quick that the Saints have an extra roster spot. I am shocked. I am appalled and I am disgusted, Ralph, that a spot opened up and you haven't been giddy about the possibility of Clowney filling up that spot.
I mean, I was going to get to it.
How could you not bring that up?
I mean,
how could you not irresponsibly pretend like it's a done deal
I got the breaking news sounder, the trigger finger ready, baby. When they sign Clowney, I am ready to go. And oh,
I'm
by
disappointed,
the way,
man. I thought you'd be bringing the heat there.
Oh, and by the way, we have a chance to have 4,000 downloads today. If we get to 4,000 downloads today, I will do a live stream, and everyone in the Discord channel can vote on what song I will sing in the live stream on the live stream. If we get to 4,000 downloads, we are halfway there at 12 o'clock as we record this. So just something to think about. So, Andrew, the last two sound bites I cut up especially for you because I love you that much. Peyton talked about Granderson, your adopted UDFA son from last year. And again, some good things to say that should get us irrationally excited about him.
Number one, you know, I see a change in his body type. Man, he's carrying more weight. I think he's had a good off season. And I think he's had some good practice days. He's put together a few. So I'm encouraged with how he looks. I think he's a strong player. And, you know, we'll continue to keep, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, these reps and these live situations, all of it's invaluable to him. He's a second year player, but I would say number one, he looks to be heavier, but also stronger.
Not only that, Granderson did an interview, was a player interview today, and he had to say he's planning another sack dance.
I've been working on it, you know, this off season, trying to think of how I can be creative, you know, but at the same time save energy for the next play. So I've been working on it a little bit. I might bring the worm back out. We'll see.
He's ready, Andrew. He's working hard. He's bringing back the worm. That's a great T-shirt. If he can get above 5 sacks, it can be a picture of him, and it can be, I'm bringing back the worm. Like,
I love it.
I'd buy that T-shirt. But your adopted son is a star camp.
Shit, star of the day for the Saints. They won't even bring him to camp.
They won't even bring him to camp. No, he looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
No, it's great to see. I really think the Saints need a pass rusher too, you know, and it's Davenport and Jordan are obviously critical. But besides that, we're not sure what we're going to get out of Rankins, and you need, you know, and I think this is healthy because I actually think Trey Hendrickson's a great player, and I do think he's a good sub, and I think Mario Edwards is good too. And now you bring in Carl Granderson, you just got another guy in the mix that could come in, and I just think that's healthy competition because I think ultimately all these guys will make the team, but if you have injuries, you just have guys that can come in and contribute, and I just think that has a way of offensive linemen don't really substitute in the NFL. You don't really see offensive linemen get shuffled in and out. Like if you're a starting O lineman, you stay in the whole game. And you see more heavy rotations with defensive players. And so I just think if you go from Davenport to Hendrickson to Granderson, and those guys are giving good enough energy snaps that you're not feeling a huge drop off in terms of talent, that can get pretty exhausting for an offensive line.
Oh, and Tev, and just, you know, we've mentioned it. We mentioned it last night on maybe last week on one of the shows. The Saints are going to swallow teams that have weak offensive lines or injured offensive lines. They are going to swallow them whole. It's going to be like Shark Week, man, because they're just going to eat them alive because they're just going to send wave after wave after them. So it's a positive thing. The interesting thing too about camp, and I saw a bunch of people reporting this, got a little chippy today. Like, and the thing that was interesting was before he left practice, Zach Bond was he got into it with Jared Cook and he got into it with Latavius Murray. You know, after once you get into camp, the second, third week, players start to get testy and you start seeing a little bit more fighting, which I guess maybe they'll try to limit because of the Rona. But I got to say, Andrew, I like it that Zach Bond is like, he's ready to brawl. And even though he's a rookie, like he's week two, he's ready to throw down if it comes to it.
You like to see that. I love to see that, especially from a young player, just have that intensity that he's not going to back down. He's not going to be intimidated by veterans. And that's the kind of edge you have to play with, especially as a rookie, to be successful. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that you want those competitive players, the guys that aren't afraid, even if they don't know what they're doing, they're not afraid, you know, to pop a guy or to get in someone's face. And so I like the intensity. I know Sean Payton does. He loves guys that are competitive. And so, listen, this is why they drafted that guy.
Yeah, so The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. You know, the thing is with the Saints, camp every day where they don't have major injuries is a good day. Malcolm Jenkins was a rest day today. Ramchek's been missing a lot of time. Not concerned about it so yet, but it's something to keep an eye on maybe, Andrew, that they've been resting him a lot, even more so than other guys, I think. Should I be concerned?
I noticed that Chicolo hasn't been practicing at all, which
you got to get on the field, Mr. Chicolo. You ain't making the team. You can't make the club from the tub, man.
Yeah, if you can't get on the field, you got problems, because we got plenty of linebackers. So yeah, that is a little bit concerning. At first it was just a rest day, and a rest day is becoming a rest week pretty quickly here. So
rest day is becoming vacation.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, but as long as he's playing week one and healthy and good to go, that's really all that matters.
Yeah. Props to the media. They didn't ask Sean Payton too many hurricane questions today, what I saw, which was nice. They actually asked him football question related question, because we know the Saints, they're just going to hunker in place, ride it out. Which brings it, before we get out of here, everybody in New Orleans, be safe for these hurricanes. I know you will. We're thinking of you. Hey, I'm in Texas. The hurricane, every couple hours I see it, one of them moves a little bit more to the west, which I don't like at all. But maybe somewhere between here and, you know, it's just wherever it's going to land, it's going to be bad, especially the Laura one. She's a category two. But guys, stay safe. But you know what? You listen to this podcast, Andrew, for free. We're going free until the start of the season. But you need to sign up, people, because you can get the world-famous booze bundle. You sign up, your credit card clears on September 1st, and then
my wife
is in charge of getting it shipped out for you. It'll get shipped out. You'll get it. You'll have it for the most of the entire season. You get 4 swag items. You get access to the Discord channel. And for all you people that DM and email us saying that you hate the ads, ad-free.
Hold on. We got to do our star of the day.
Star
of the day. They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like our star of the day for the Saints.
So you go first, since I forgot about it. Who's the star of the
day? Well, it's got to be Tre'Quan Smith, and I think this is the second time I have mentioned his name. I was tempted to say Drew Brees because he ripped a couple 40-yard passes, but it's not exciting to say Drew Brees is the star of camp, you know, because we expect that, and he's – if not the best player on the team, one of the best. And so it's saying Michael Thomas or Cam Jordan or Drew Brees is never going to excite people. So I like to think who's the guy. I think right now, Tre'Quan Smith, I'm going to come out and say it, firmly entrenched as the number 3 receiver on this team. He's come into camp in shape. He's making the contested catches. He's impressing Sean Payton. Sean Payton has gone out of his way and with this media availability to pump Tre'Quan. And I think it's great to see, because I do think we've talked about this many times, that he has the talent, and really it's just about putting it together. And it sounds like he's doing that right now. So hopefully he can keep this wave going and use it to really make an impact early in the season. But to me, he has distanced himself, and I would say that while he was probably the favorite coming into camp to be the number 3 receiver, and just by the fact that the Saints don't really have a lot of competition there, I think he's really separated himself. And there's a big distance between Tre'Quan Smith at 3 and whoever's 4, be it Emmanuel Butler or Benny Fowler.
Yeah. Well, I disagree with your assessment that Drew Brees can't be the star of the day because he's Drew Brees. Because
what can you do? Medicine's not a science.
The new arm, Andrew, whether it's by kinetic chain.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mean the new kinetic chain.
The new kinetic chain or the pharmaceuticals from Germany or whatever. He busted out the bionic arm today, and I'm making him my star of the day. Because I needed to see it. The new arm looked amazing. So listen, guys, we're the best podcast, Saints podcast in the world. You want to sign up, you want to get in the Discord channel, you want to be a part of the Saints Happy Hour fan club. We are going to have the most fun of anybody for the 2020 Saints football season. And since we can't go to games, we got the coronavirus hanging over our heads, you want to make it fun. We make it fun for just $10 a month. So go and do it. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.